I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1915. That was the day that two striking workers were shot and killed by gunmen hired by a fertilizer plant in New Jersey. In addition to the two killed, many more were beaten and injured by the hired guns. The workers were represented by the Chemical Workers Union. They had gone on strike after their wages were arbitrarily slashed by the company. That past October, their pay was cut from $2 a day to $1.60. The company promised to end the 20% cut in the new year, but January came and the massive wage cuts were not restored. Fed up, the men called for a strike on January 3rd. And on this fateful day of the shooting, strikers believed that a train coming in from New York was going to deliver strike breakers to the plant. 200 of the strikers came out to meet the train. According to a police officer on the scene, some strikers peacefully boarded the train to check for replacement workers. They found none. But then armed detectives hired by the company rushed out of the plant. They shot indiscriminately into the crowd of unarmed strikers. One of the two men killed was said to have had 6 bullets in his body. The policeman who observed the violence recalled, "It's impossible to describe how those unarmed, defenseless men were shot down. Some ran and escaped injury. Those who were unable to get to high ground made for the swamps. And it was those men that were shot, beaten, and then shot again." 31 of the hired guns were arrested. 9 were found guilty of manslaughter. The strikers returned to work at a new daily wage of $1.80 an hour.
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on the Twitters at Labor History in Two.